Over 3,500 people in San Luis Obispo County are homeless. That's according to the San Luis Obispo County 2011 Homeless Enumeration Report. Of our local homeless, 90% are employed at least part-time. 65% have lived in the area for over 5 years. Nearly 30% live outdoors, and most say they had to leave their last permanent residence because of an inability to pay the rent or mortgage. These are folks that we see every day. There are limited options for transitional housing for our local homeless, which would give them a chance to get back on their feet. But a new option is well on its way to being established by my guest, Becky Jorgensen, who is the founder of Hope's Village of SLO. Welcome, Becky.
Thank you.
Becky, first I'd like to have you tell me a little bit about yourself and why you have a heart for the homeless.
I've lived in San Luis Obispo since 1964, except for the 2 years I went away to school. And I've always been very blessed to live here in a place where I didn't have to lock my door. And I raised my sons here. And I just feel this community's given a lot to me. And I want to give back to the community. And the homeless people are the ones that I have a big spot in my heart for, because they're just out there every day. And it's not seeming to get any better. It's seeming to increase.
So it's just seeing them every day that gives you that heart.
That, and the fact that I worked out at Sunny Acres for 3 years, and I got to know quite a few homeless people and their friends. And I learned a lot out there, and I want to take that forward and open a village, a community village, where people can work on their dreams.
And that village is Hope's Village of SLO.
Yes.
Give me a little bit of background about Hope's Village.
Well, I started doing research last year, and I invited Mark Lakeman, who was one of the co-founders of Dignity Village in Portland, Oregon, to come down and speak to a group of people out at the Madonna Inn. And ever since then, we formed a board of directors. We were incorporated last week. We're going to be a nonprofit within 60 to 90 days. We are fashioning our community village after Dignity Village because they are now in their 11th year. They're very successful. They're also opening another village in Las Vegas where they're going to house approximately 1,500 people.
So my understanding is a Dignity Village was formed by homeless folks themselves, and that's a bit of a difference between Hope's Village and Dignity Village.
Right.
Tell me what the significance of that difference is.
Well, they started from the bottom up, and they had a very difficult time. And we're starting from the top down. We're getting people together, advocates. We have a great committee of people who are very dedicated to seeing this through. And we felt it was easier because many of the homeless people on the streets, their biggest goal in the day is to find a place to sleep or food. And we noticed that a lot of people were not being assisted through the local homeless shelters or the local homeless services that are available to a lot of people. We just felt that it would be better for them and more successful, you know, more expeditiously if we started it and then brought them in.
Mm-hmm. Do you have local homeless folks involved already?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And what is the involvement?
They come to meetings. They are designing their own little 10 by 12 cabins, we're going to call them. We have them doing work on the computer for us. They're very much excited to get into a village where they don't have to be on the streets anymore.
It's Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell. My guest is Becky Jorgensen, who's the founder of Hope's Village of SLO. And so tell me how this is going to be different than the existing homeless services that are available in San Luis Obispo County.
Well, it won't be a shelter. It'll be a home. This is a place where people can live permanently within their own little structures. We have many community members coming out who want to help them build these little cabins. And this will be their dream. This will be a place to live. It'll be like a mini neighborhood or micro homes instead of a shelter where they just go and they're in a day shelter until 3:30 or 4, and then they go across town to sleep at the night shelter. But we only have 200 beds for the actual enumeration, or the actual number in San Luis County is estimated now to be between 4 and 6,000 homeless people. So there are a lot of people who don't have a chance of getting into a bed. I just read this great study in LA, Project 50, where they took the 50 most vulnerable people off the streets and house them, and it's saving hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I can imagine that if there are homes or folks who need homeless services, it actually will relieve the homeless services a bit.
Absolutely.
You'll be fulfilling that need.
Well, we are providing a place to stay. We are providing a home, a community, hope for these people. We will still refer them to homeless services like case management. We're not going to be a licensed care facility. We'll be a home. It'll be like a place for people who are clean and sober to come and live in a drug-free and alcohol-free environment. We will still refer people out to case management or mental health.
So one thing that you'll need in order to have a village is some land.
Yes.
Tell me about the progress toward getting some land.
Well, we've put the word out there, and that's why I'm here today, to continue to put the word out that we do need a couple acres of land outside the city limits where we can get a temporary campground permit so people can come and build their own little structures. We had an offer, but the lady rescinded it. It was too close to a very, it was a country club area, and it was just too close to other people. And we want this village to be private for our residents as well as the neighbors. So as soon as we get our nonprofit status within 30 to 60 days, we should be getting more interest from the community in someone who wants to donate a piece of land to us.
I can imagine that you are wanting something that's close enough to one of the towns in San Luis Obispo so that folks can use transportation to get to and from work.
Right. We'd like to be outside the city limits of SLO, but if not, we could be outside of Los Osos. Los Osos Valley Road would be a good place because the buses do go by. And yes, most of the people who will live in our community village do not have vehicles. So bus transportation is very important.
How do you plan on dealing with neighbors who don't want a village of homeless people near them?
Well, we're trying to get far out enough or off the main road enough so that we will not bother neighbors, because the last thing in the world we want to do is lower their property values. We'll also have an agreement with the neighbors. If anyone does end up being fairly close to us, we will go over and introduce ourselves and have a contract. And it's going to be a very peaceful, quiet, well-kept village.
How do you know that? How can you guarantee that?
Because we are going to carefully screen people who come in who are ready to change their lives around. We are not going to allow people to come in who are still using or abusing. It's just the way that we're going to admit people. We're going to very carefully screen them. There are so many people out there that are just like you and I. They're not drug addicts. They're not alcoholics. They just need a hand up. They need a hand up and not a hand out.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas on KCBX. I'm Marisa Waddell, and my guest is Becky Jorgensen, who's the founder of Hope's Village of SLO, which is a planned place for local homeless to live. And you said that it's a potential place for individuals to live permanently. And I'm wondering, how long is permanent?
Well, it could be a transitional place, depending on who comes in. We're not going to have a time period where we say you can stay here a year and then you're out of here. If the person does very well and they like where they're living, absolutely, they can stay as long as they want, because a lot of people out there do not have the wherewithal. A lot of homeless people are never going to go back to work full time. They're never going to have a rent payment or a mortgage payment. And those are the people we're trying to help. And this one Hope's Village will just be the start of many.
Tell me who will be able to live in Hope's Village. I understand no children.
No, we'll just serve the adults, because we feel that the families with children are getting the help now. They're the first ones to get the help from homeless services. So ours will be adults, men and women over the age of 18, who have either fallen through the cracks of the government services or who cannot use the governmental homeless services for whatever reason.
I understand that this will be an encampment-like Dignity Village. What does that mean about getting the permits to build structures and things like that?
Our structures will be less than 120 square feet. So we are working with the planning department of San Luis County to ensure that we're following all the rules and regulations. Our architects are coming up with little template plans that we can build. You do not need a permit for a residence, a home, a structure less than 120 square feet. It cannot have electricity, so we'll have solar power. So no permits will be necessary. And that's why we're building in the county instead of the city, because we couldn't cover the cost of the permits.
Tell me about some of the people who are involved in making this happen.
Oh, my gosh. We have carpenters. We have two retired contractors. We have a rehab therapist. We have planning commissioners who are retired. We have engineers. Did I already say architects? A lot of people come to the table with great experience.
I'm wondering who Hope is, because there's an apostrophe there. It's not just Hope's Village. It's Hope's possessive.
Hope was my inspiration. She's a young woman, and I have her complete approval to tell you the story. She's just an amazing young gal who just brought herself up by the bootstraps. I mean, she had such a hard time. She was homeless. She has mental issues, very, very difficult mental issues. And she was such an inspiration to me because she never complained. She just did what she needed to do. Last week, she applied to Cuesta, and she's going to start school again in the fall. And I asked her one day if I could name our village after her because I was so proud of her. And she said, yes, that'd be great. And her little face just lit up. So here we are.
So what are the needs that you have right now to make this happen?
A piece of land, number one. We have so many volunteer offers that we've got probably three or four contractors who said that they will help. They'll build the village. So it's going to be so much different than Dignity Village because we're going to have the structures going up, you know, at the same time, and people won't have to build one at a time. I mean, we could just do this. As soon as we get the piece of land, we will need some startup funding. We will have startup costs, but everything we've done so far is pretty much volunteer.
Okay, and if someone wants to help out, how do they contact you?
They can go to our website, hopesvillageofslow.com, or they can call me, Becky Jorgensen, 234-5478.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Becky Jorgensen.
Thank you.
Founder of Hope's Village of Slow.